God damn.
Yeah.
We are back again.
Hey-o.
The Ono Radio Show live in charge of the Mixler airwaves.
Mm.
Yep.
Sailing, running it.
Sailing those fucking seven seas of shit all over the Mixler. That's what we're doing. And you know what's nice is it's the full group of us, everyone. First yeah. time all in like in about a month, I would say.
Claps
all around.
Claps for us.
Dainty Yay. Claps all around.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to this show, I am your host, Owen, again, captain of the shit ship we know as the Ono Radio Show. Along with me, as always, is my good friend, Ty.
Hey,
Ty,
buddy.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
It's
a pretty good week.
We'll get to it in a second, but I believe you brought someone along with you.
I did. I brought a person.
Uh-huh. You sure did.
She's a person.
But before we do,
more than a person, Ty. Come
she's
on.
A person.
Before we get to that,
I like it.
We've got to introduce the fact that, of course, Zach's here again.
Hey,
Zach, been very dedicated to the show. I appreciate that. It makes me feel good about what we're doing over here.
Hey,
you know?
I appreciate that.
Hey, all right.
Zach looks good on the show.
He just popped the mic. I don't like him anymore.
You got to adjust my levels, man.
I'm getting on it. You haven't been on that mic in a while.
Get the intern on it.
And then, of course, well, not of course, back from his holiday hiatus, it's our good friend,
Tom. I like
Tom.
That. That's a good way
Tom.
To put it. Thanks,
T-Man.
Man.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yay, T's back.
Friends.
Because, you know, fucking Tom's the type of guy that decides to just, you know.
Just leave.
He says, fuck
yeah,
all y'all. Fuck all commitment
fuck
to life,
shit,
to friends, to family, to radio shows, to
jobs. I'm going to take a week and a half siesta, and that's what I do.
And get massively drunk. But
unfortunately,
you know,
yes.
We've seen these videos, and we need to talk about these
videos.
Oh, wow,
right off the bat, all right.
We will talk about these videos, and they will be getting posted to the internet.
Okay.
They have to.
But before we move on, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Ty's sister, Angela, is here.
Hey, Angela.
I'm so happy to bring her.
Hello, all right.
First off, far more attractive than, Ty. Second, doesn't have near the fucking weirdities that this guy has.
Well, I have a lot of weirdities, it's true.
Yeah. She's normal. What has it always been that he's been the odd one out? Let's just get right into this, Angela.
I can't wait to hear her commentary.
Yeah.
Well, he told me the other day that I'm the black sheep.
Oh, that you're the black sheep.
Well, I didn't know that.
Because
until
she's
he said
awesome
that.
And normal. The rest of our family is not quite as normal. I think we all had our oddisms. You know, I know my parents are kind of like me growing up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And she is definitely her own human.
So she's the goody two-shoes of the bunch.
I'm
is that what you're saying?
That.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going
to
call
hey,
her
that's
that.
Not a, that's not a terrible thing to be called,
no.
right? You know, you got your shit together? Is that what's going on?
I think I do have my shit together. But I think even if I don't, I don't let people know. So people don't know what I have done or not done.
That,
it's more of a
that's
secret.
Half the part of having your shit together.
Yeah. Exactly.
So let's get right into this, too. She's down from Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're just what? You came to just visit brother. Just
yep.
some good old
that's sweet.
Sibling type,
I'm
which
on
is awesome.
Break, so I decided to just vacation.
Yeah.
Going crazy.
So you're how old?
21.
She's 21.
She's 21 years old.
I remember 21.
We're 21.
21 was fun.
21 was great.
Way more her shit together than me at 21.
Yes.
Oh, God.
That
I had recessed to about 16 years old, I think, at 21.
What time is it? 8:41? Yeah, I would. By this point, I'd be, woo.
Yeah.
On my average 21.
Questioning life choices more than
they usually did in life.
One thing I always bring up. One of my favorite things to say is when I was 21, I'd already been to two wars. So,
yeah, I think you beat us on that, Zach. Yeah,
damn it, Zach.
I just had to drop that.
My name's Zach. I got to one up everyone. You know?
I was pretty grown up at 21, too.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Way more grown
so
up.
So, what happened then? You must have regressed.
Yeah. I went in a decline, but I'm digging out of that.
Yeah, you're climbing back out of that.
I'm trying to get out of that hole.
You're getting into the farming biz, is what I heard.
Doing something.
I feel like he's going to pull it off, man. He's already got this kind of like epic brawny man thing, and
I think he's
going to kill it.
I feel like Zach is quite honestly like a land baron. Like he's,
a land baron.
I feel like he's like a southern...
I feel like he's going to just run the shit. He's going to run that show.
I think he's going to be in politics
really.
One day. I feel like he's going to be...
Politics?
I think, you're a politician
at
heart.
I don't see that at all.
I do.
you got my vote, Zach.
Zach, you're in school, as is, I'm guessing, Angela. You said holiday break, so you work. What do you do? You go to school and you work, like...
Yep, I go to school at University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Oh, dear.
Whatever their mascot is, go them.
Badgers.
Go
them.
Badgers. Go Badgers.
All the way, yeah.
Very, very intimidating mascot.
Ow, watch out, those Badgers.
Those Badgers.
Well, honey Badgers. They're pretty snotty.
I've heard. By the way, you like new footstool tie, the computer that's
I love
not
it, man. It's
there.
Great. Look at it. I got my feet cooked up on old
Definitely
technology.
The first to do that.
Yeah, you are the first to do that.
Hey, it's not going anywhere.
It would take you, Barilli.
Hey, come on, man. Someone's got to break
it's
it
Barilli
in.
Time.
Wait for Barilli to do it.
It actually isn't Barilli time.
No, it's Angela time.
It's definitely Angela time. Al, what, I need to ask you straight up, what was it like seeing Ty's house in person?
I want to know.
Can I get the first hand account?
I want to have your opinion when you picked her up from the airport, I'm assuming, right?
I'm nervous about it. Yeah.
Did you clean before she got there?
I made it less broly.
And you realize that's the first time Ty's ever cleaned
in
that house that he's lived in?
He said, I'm worried about what you're going to think about my house, but I'm going to take you there. I tried to clean as much as possible, but I did my best.
Gave you the forewarning.
Yeah.
So.
Disclaimer.
What did it feel like?
You can be brutal.
Yeah.
It was better than I expected. Oh. It's definitely like a man cave.
What about a letter grade on it?
No, it's not.
In the entire world, I guess I would give it like maybe a C minus.
Ty! That's all right. That's pretty good for Ty, actually. A C minus.
Is that good?
I feel like for you, yeah.
It's a good C minus.
You passed.
It's passing.
You
passed,
man.
That's all that matters.
It's slightly below average.
I wanted a B minus.
But you get to the next level. You get to the next grade, man.
Did it smell like pee? Dave in the chat room's asking. Was there a pee smell going on?
No pee smell. Just maybe like a man BO smell.
Yeah.
An underlying.
Well, there's a lot of manness in that
there
house.
There is, though. I can't blame them for all the
today
men.
Today we aired
I can't
it out for a while.
We get that. Yeah.
Studio will become very manly come second set. I want to warn you.
Oh, it does. It does. It
yeah.
Does.
If you have any perfume, actually start spraying it now. I highly recommend that.
I don't have any on me, but I have some on my body. I guess.
All right,
I can
there you
just,
go.
Like,
just
walk
put
around.
It out in the air.
Yeah.
So where did he have you sleep? Are you sleeping on a couch? What's going on here?
Getting real personal.
Let's hear the accommodations.
This also ties into the puke count, which is a roaring like six or seven.
Yeah. So do we get to add to
six or
the
seven
puke
this
tally?
Week?
Puke
tally? It just happened,
The first night, he was very accommodating and let me sleep in his bed. He cleaned his room, let me sleep in there. But then yesterday, he got very, very sick, and so he slept in his bed from like 5:30 p.m. on.
Okay.
And I didn't want to bother him, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna make my
room
in the couch.
Point, and
That's
she
what
was
you do.
She was already pretty comfy and cozy.
I put together a couple like love seat type things with an ottoman, and I made a bed. Honestly,
you're
I
resourceful,
put,
man.
I put three furniture items together to make a full bed.
That's great.
I cannot blame you for doing
it's not
that
the first
one
time
bit.
It's happened
for
at all.
One bit. If you don't mind, just tilting that mic a little bit more towards you and getting just right up on it. It's one of those mics you got to get kind of right up on.
Sure.
But yeah, like a D. You know how it. You know how it be. Sorry.
Whoa, dude.
Hey,
even the
you
second set,
be.
And he's throwing all the punches.
Right. If I had my sister in here, Ty would be hitting on her the whole show.
The whole show.
He wouldn't even respond to your questions, Owen. He wouldn't even contribute to the podcast. He would just be hitting on
or
my sister.
Or either one of our, like my wife, your girlfriend, pretty much any woman
wait,
involved.
Who,
in
who
this
am
scenario.
I kidding? He does it with my girlfriend, too.
All the time.
I do.
What's up, Hannah?
He's advancing at every moment.
She knows.
I saw you try to cop a field tonight when he gave her a hug.
I know he did.
I saw that.
He like went out of his way to do it, too.
It's Ty.
Actually, I don't think that happened.
It did.
Okay, just
not tonight.
Sure.
Our buddy Ty.
My memory is pretty bad.
Our mile high correspondent in the chat room is saying like that you did that to his future wife's sister.
Dude, Kelsey's sister is fair game.
Fair game?
She gave me a Star Trek Enterprise. So I'm just saying.
That's what does that mean? Like you guys moved to like, I don't know.
I thought that was a
exclusivity.
Crazy sex position. I didn't know what that meant. The Star Trek
Did it not
Enterprise.
Mean anything to you?
She.
You still have it?
No, that girl is 22 now.
She's pretty young.
Like
she has a kid.
Exactly. Yeah, she's going to have a fucking target on her back at the wedding.
I actually think she probably likes me because her kid's awesome and we got along really well.
Right.
We kind of connected at the
show. You're just two red flags waving at each other, so that'll work.
Yeah.
You could be Duncan's brother, man.
I know.
Yeah, that'd
be
crazy.
I did text Duncan. I was like, so we could be brother-in-law?
That is scary.
He called you a rapey lizard.
He calls you a rapey lizard.
Well said, Duncan.
Yeah. If anybody does want to call the show, you can do so at
3-2-1. 3-3-2-0-1-8-6-6.
Or you can Skype us at Ono Radio Show. That's probably the easiest.
Do that shit.
We're out there. We're listening. We're watching. But I do want to bring up something that happened to me this week right off the get-go. Fucking A. I hate when this happens.
Duncan the Trump.
They actually call. Duncan, how's it going, man?
He's my favorite rapey lizard.
He's okay. All right. Yeah, all
good
right.
Rebound.
All the rapey lizards.
Yeah, no, a good rapey lizard.
You know,
yeah.
Even with all of your significant others, I'm only friendly for flirting. I'm not Ty serious.
He's not in it to win it.
You don't see that.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yes. He might rub up on it a little bit.
Oh.
A little over the pants stuff.
I don't know.
I mean, I've been around Ty. He's not going to do anything to her that he won't do to me.
It's true.
Yeah, sure.
He'll it's play true. With nipples either gender. This is one thing we know.
He's more likely to just kind of like grab an ass feel on a female than he is to like grow for like.
I don't know what
nips.
You guys think. Why? How did I get this rapey?
Have you seen this side of Ty?
This is all new information.
Really?
Oh yes. Yes. Oh,
I was going to say, did Ty tweak lots of nipples as a child?
Man nipples?
Not that I know of.
God, man.
Because he tweaks lots of nipples.
He does. I mean, in the times that he said, when I'd sit there, my nipple was tweaked on a regular show basis.
He does the same to me.
I would give Owen the eye.
But he's Bill Cosby to all of us, and we don't want to say anything.
Hush, hush.
Fuck you, Ty. We'll all band together, you sick creep.
You nipple molesting weirdo.
Switching gears just a tad. I'm trying to save you, Ty. I'm trying to save you, Ty. Ty's the Bill Cosby of lizards.
You know, my mom's going to listen to this.
If that was ever a show title, then, you know, yeah, I don't know what else.
The Bill Cosby of lizards.
Nipple tweakers.
Duncan, so I think we, before the show, kind of all agreed that we're coming out and renting a house, and the whole show is coming to your wedding.
We're going to do the show at your wedding.
That's what I want to hear.
That's exactly
what
we got to
do a wedding episode.
Oh my God. We're going to be, it's going to be great. It's going to be, and the thing is, we're not going to be the only degenerates at this wedding.
Yeah, there's... all Duncan's family's going to be
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Only Duncan's family.
Are they all going to get in one trailer and drive over, or how they all get
we're
in?
We're going to hang out with his mom and grandma a lot of the time.
Oh yeah, you can get all the really fucking incriminating information about my childhood.
Oh, I can't wait. Yeah, I hope they bring those fat Duncan pictures too, man.
Trail that shit out here. I think that's the plan.
Yeah.
Oregon Trail.
Fucking just covered wagons.
The most smoky, glittering Oregon Trail ever.
And we all die of dysentery.
Oh my God.
You got anything you want to throw into the show apart from Ty being a rapey lizard man?
No, but I love him. But what I do have is that I'm going to just throw this out there. We're going to be debuting a new game coming out of the Mile High City of Denver.
Okay.
And it is going to be called Homeless or Hipster.
Homeless or Hipster.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay, all right. Hey, man.
Because
it sounds tough.
I myself was fooled not 2 days ago.
Well, you supply me with the content, and I will be more than happy to play this game. I think this could be fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, I absolutely will. So be prepared for that. Start doing some hipster homeless spotting down there in Orlando.
You just blink here.
Half
of us look fucking homeless now.
I just looked over at Ty.
Zach. Look at me. Look at you. We all look homeless.
This is the first time this week I haven't worn my sweatpants.
The Hobo Radio Show.
The Hobo Radio Show. Oh, that's great.
We should probably have a hobo.
Hobo,
fire
baby. Hobo.
Oh, this is going to be great.
All right, bud. Well, we'll let you go, but thanks for calling in as usual, my friend.
All right.
Much love.
Cheers.
Take it easy. Oh, God. I like that, though. Homeless or hipster? That's going to be a good
fun
game.
Oh, yeah.
That can be fun. I think
we're all going to be tricked.
I enjoy the premise of the game, but we have to describe it to the listener as well.
Yeah, that's a, that has to be very visual. So we'll have to work on the press.
As long as we have the source content, you know, just as much if you do when we play clips or products.
Sure.
That source, you know, content will be there on a website
link,
just
bitch.
To click on. It so does, and then when you're listening to the podcast, it's right there for you as well. So
it does suck you can't send pictures in Mixlr chat.
It does, but you know what? Yeah. I don't own Mixlr. And
you know,
until
that
day, I don't.
Anybody
that
is listening, let's all write fucking Mixlr and tell them that shit.
What's up?
Come on now. Write them an actual letter.
Good, but we can post links and we'll whatever.
We link bang the shit out of this show. So don't tell me you ain't getting your links.
I know.
We're all over that shit.
I'm trying to defend our links. I think people
we're link
don't
heavy.
Use I don't think people use our links enough, motherfucker.
I don't think so.
You know?
Click them. That's what they're there
Speaking
for.
Speaking of
goddamn,
well, thinking of this, you know. It would be nice if we had a website to do that with. That's
tell me about it. The second coming of the website.
It's Jesus a new Christ. Year.
Me and Tom have
on?
To talk about this on air a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Because
it was a crazy experience.
But it was a crazy experience, but we have to talk about it because it is kind of... like we dedicated some effort and money.
It was
and time
a like a 4 or 5 month ordeal.
Yeah, 4 or 5 month ordeal working
sure,
with
from
this
start to finish.
Web developer of... From what our inception is to what our website, what we want to be.
Right. We designed the motherfucking thing. We spent time like having meetings and talking to this kid in numerous email chains for 5 months.
For 5 months. And he did show us, he did some original quick stuff.
Right?
And it was
we saw it completely as a functioning website minus the episodes and the player of the show.
Like the final
kind
details.
Of the shit you need.
Like kind of the shit you need. Yeah.
And that was our like halfway point, I think, with him. And then it completely shit the bed. They melted the fuck down. And
do you feel like he did you dirty?
Well, I would personally how it went down. I don't feel there was no dirty done because no money was actually
right,
given
was,
to the guy.
We
so
took it back.
It
I
was
took it,
it
back
was taken back, which was good.
Little hands on.
Right. To describe it, it was in an escrow. If people know what that means, it's like money is put aside through this way that we worked with the guy, and so nobody. Well, he got fucked because he lost out on his fucking end of money, but he also. We got fucked worse because we wasted 5 months and didn't get a website.
Right.
Yeah.
But of the work that he did, you have, right? Like,
no, we have nothing. We have zero nothing.
We go back to when we pretty much started.
Yeah, we're
Bunch
so now
wasted
we're
time.
All wasted time.
All wasted time. Exactly.
And we're 5 months out with nothing to show for, but lots of awkward interchanges and emails between me and this guy.
Well, yeah.
And you have to say I told Owen this. And Owen was like, "I'm sorry. And I know it got awkward." And I said, "Unfortunately, it's not the first time I've had to fire somebody in a sense.
Yeah.
But it's all part of the game, man. It's if you don't deliver your end of the bargain, you don't get paid.
Exactly.
We don't get shit because I think we got the more."
Dick end of the spectrum.
We got more
the
dick end of the spectrum. It sucks that on their end, they did put in work that was not paid for. But I don't mind saying this on air, and this is exactly what happened. They fucking erased the website.
Yes. Yeah. All the work that they had done,
they
fucking
they
lost
it.
Like, they fucked
they
up somehow.
They chalked it up and said,
and their
we
server crashed
lost
or something.
It. Yeah.
But
like,
they have said they.
Which
they,
is mind boggling to me.
Fucking mind boggling.
I don't work in the industry. I don't. Yeah. I'm not a techie.
Why would
I
you not have this backed up? A paid project.
Especially if that's your job.
At least
that's
once.
What you're getting paid to do.
Yeah.
That.
When there's so much on the line like that, it's a huge missight. By that,
and we gave this guy extension after
extension
after
we
extension.
We extended probably four times
and finally,
from our original delivery date,
which was
before fucking Thanksgiving, man.
The morning that it went down was, I believe, you actually had said like. I think we give him like one more chance type thing, and I said sorry.
Yeah,
no,
pull the plug.
This time pulling the plug. It at the end of the day, it is my money.
Of course,
like,
it is.
So you know, it's like I don't feel like I've gotten anything.
Yeah,
from this.
It's true. He did not live up to his arrangement, and you know, again, I had no problem fucking kind
and
of
he
writing
had
that email.
The audacity.
Oh yeah,
to basically ask us
for some money,
oh,
yeah,
of what
of
he
it.
Was going to get
when you
paid.
Come out with nothing.
Well, that's what I said. Like
I mean,
basically
Tom's
had a really nice,
I
had a really
hysterical.
Kind of a cutting, but also like funny email. But that's basically that was in a fucking sentence, and it was like, why would I give you $100 and we get
nothing?
Yeah,
we do nothing. I'm paying you for nothing.
As soon as
Except
I saw
wasted
that
wasted time, I'm
out of here.
I pulled the money out.
Yeah, quicker than pulled it out.
I just pulled the money out.
Which was smart.
Yeah. So it voided the contract from the get-go. I voided the contract. No, I pulled my money before
For sure.
You can end the job, so to speak.
Well, that's how you're supposed to properly do it in the guidelines of some bullshit thing, but you're fired. That's the bottom line.
It blows my mind that he did not have a backup of his work.
I know.
Owen, what do you have, three backups to this
for
broadcast?
This particular broadcast now?
For every broadcast that we do, you have three backups. This guy's
what a monumental fuck up. I mean, just like that's like the equivalent to like what I do in my industry. It's like that's the equivalent of me just like deleting all the raw footage from a video shoot and then and being
it's
like,
gone.
Oh, it's gone. Like
you
that's,
can't recover.
It's
from
literally
that.
Like that. The level of severity of it.
$50,000+ day or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, in this case, though, this was this guy's all their work. I mean, dude, and here's the thing. It seemed like not just one person was working on it. You've wasted so much man hours and time and negligence. You just lost it, you dumbass.
You have not only not made money on this project, you've lost money that whole time because you're bullshit.
Oh, I'll never fucking call him again. He's lost that, too. He's lost more than he knows he's lost.
Exactly, exactly. And moving forward from here, you know, thankfully, I do have somebody that's interested in the project.
Good.
That, you know...
So you do have somebody else.
His goal is...
He's got somebody.
Here's basically what he has said to me. He's like, we're going to put something together.
Cool.
It might not be exactly what you want, but we're going to get something up... at least as a framework that we can build upon, but something that is going to be functional, might not look the prettiest. We're going to get something up for you.
An upgrade.
That's cool.
You know, within like the next month or something, you know,
that's
so
great.
He wants to do it quick and get us something, a general site.
Yeah.
And then we can start, we can worry about a little more of the complexities a little later, but right now we need that web presence and
I agree.
Whatever.
So listeners,
it's a little inside
that.
Baseball, but but I think listeners at the end
it's
of
really
the day,
coming this
when it gets there, I think it's really going to be nice. It's going to be a portal for you for everything. So instead of having to go to multiple places, it will tie everything together.
One spot.
And it will be better for us because we have plans to do more of these podcasts. We have plans to do multiple shows. We have more content that we want to be able to deliver to you, but we're kind of holding on to some of that right now until we get this site. Tons of stuff recorded. There's tons of stuff, you know, that's going to be recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Plans that we have. That moving forward, Ono Media will be a thing. It's just a matter of time, and we've been slowed down significantly.
Just completely bamboozled.
But ahead, you know, it's a new year. We move forward. We go on with shit. And one of the reasons that I was really, really hopeful that things were going to change for me last night, man.
Why?
How so?
Oh, because your jackpot?
I never buy a lotto ticket.
You sucker.
But it was a $500 million jackpot.
That's a sweet piece.
On the Powerball. Yeah. And so I was in the gas station. I'm like, give me two quick picks, yo. And I'm sitting there.
You did not say yo.
You said it very loudly and turned your head after
two
you said it.
Two quick picks.
Yeah, no.
I said two quick picks.
They're $2 each. I spent a grand total of $4, you know? And I'm sitting outside on my – and I'm thinking, dude. Like, I'm like, you know, it's because –
that lucky ball?
It's like guys like me. It's like guys like me that – I tell you what, man. The things tonight, it's guys like me that never buy one. They buy one just the once and they get it. You know, what if tonight? And I start – man, I was thinking by the – like 2 hours in, but like – and I'm checking back the site. Like, the number's up yet? Number's up yet? Numbers weren't up yet. And I'm thinking, I've got this. This just feels right. Like, I'm making plans. Like, I got $500 million.
You've already booked that cruise and shit?
The things that were going through my head of the stuff that I would do with the money, it's just like, they're so...
You'd spend it in a year.
It's amazing.
It's
phenomenal. I want to rent a jumbo jet.
Okay.
And be like... completely trained like to do this, but I want to do like stuff that freaks people out. And I just want to
pilot a jumbo jet.
Then be in a pilot's costume and end up jumping out of the plane with my co-pilot while there's like people in there. And then like secretly there's actual pilots like they're gonna come out and I'll fly.
And we're all freaking out on the plane. Like, oh, you fucking jumped.
I just want to do stuff like that, you know, and that would cost like a couple mil, I would guess, to make
it. It sounds terrifying to be your friend once you hit the lottery.
Oh, it's gonna nasty. It's
are we in for the ride? Or?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, it comes. You all go on the payroll, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh wow, nice.
But the day happens, you're gonna be paid well.
I know.
You're all on the payroll. I'm gonna have like a crew, like MC Hammer. I could just call you up at any time and be like,
"Yeah,
Tom,
we can't touch this. Okay, I'll see you.
My helicopter's gonna fly by your house. It's gonna drop down a rope ladder.
Oh
climb the rope ladder.
I've always wanted to do that, actually.
Yeah, and we're
make my dream come true.
And then we're gonna take machine guns, go down to South America, and
in a helicopter.
Can't really talk about the rest.
Okay, cool.
Because we got business down
when
there.
When you win the lotto,
can we play CCR as we're flying as well?
Yeah,
You're required to put on a bandana or a headband, you know,
and put some chaw in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
When you win the lotto, the studio will be on the shit ship. It'll just be a really nice yacht.
A floating studio?
A floating studio. That would be
what if you
dope.
Got a really pimp houseboat and you just made that into the Ono Radio show, Swank Studio?
Knowing me, I'll just have studios everywhere.
Well, you should have remote studios all over the place.
I would have a helicopter studio.
You have the Ono studios placed in like mountainsides and shit.
All across the world.
No, but I'll get my own pilot too. Like, I want to learn, but I'll get my own pilot, so when I'm doing the show, like,
he's on the show.
He can be my news chopper. He could be flying around fucking with people for my shows. Like, and
I like it.
It's genius.
All you need, Owen, is the money.
$500 million. That's it.
And you're sitting here doing the show with us today, so I'm telling you,
you can donate on the website. So what is it? What's the Powerball? 500 or million?
Yeah, if you've got like a million or so just to spare, just to get us started, that would be
handy. Who did win it? Did they draw it?
No one won the Powerball, so it goes up.
It goes up.
Again, it's estimated now at around, like, next drawing is Saturday. It's 780, I think, at this point. If they're saying...
I don't do lottery, man.
I feel like a sucker.
It's too much like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
But it's the highest one ever of Powerball.
Yeah, I get that.
It's a mammoth.
And they're saying, of course, if it misses the next one, it will be the first time, of course, ever over a billion.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No way.
I'll buy one if it goes over
a billion. If it goes over a billion, I'll totally buy one, too.
That's what I felt about this one.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get tickets for Saturday, and I'm going to have the same feeling again, and I'm going to get let down again. I did get the money for
you
my ticket
back. You and
another
million people.
I got the first number, and I think if you get the first number, because I bought two lines, you know?
Ticket. Yeah.
I think you get your free ticket, so I got a free ticket or something. Like,
wow.
I don't even know. How much is a ticket?
$2.
$2?
It was for like a quick pick or whatever.
That's it, huh?
Yeah,
so I bought two. So I spent $4 and I got my $4 back.
Wow.
Isn't it crazy that people that do that religiously?
Oh, like scratch-off tickets? I remember like my grandfather would just live and die by scratch-off tickets,
That's one of
our
Christmas traditions.
Yeah,
we used to do that.
And he probably didn't really ever win super big, but man, $25 made that dude's week.
I knew this guy.
He won it.
I worked with this guy. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. This dude.
That was his name.
That was his name.
Did you take two pills and go to the Matrix to talk with this guy? What the fuck?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Nebuchadnezzar. Yeah, it's a biblical name.
That would...
He's that guy that like three times won goddamn big money off scratch off tickets.
Won
like
big money?
100,000.
Whoa!
Like a couple hundred thousand.
Oh, wow.
Like big money.
And he blew it all on dumb shit.
No way.
The factory?
What, do you go to see the ponies or something?
I'm sorry. I mean, factory?
Well, now you're going to beat that part.
Now it's, yeah.
A very beepy episode.
Shit.
Always have to make it worse, Ty. Always have to.
You're on the shit train.
The shit. He does that. Got to make shovel that more of that shit on the shit ship.
Either way, though, I I think about the things if I did try to be respectful of winning the lottery, like. I wouldn't necessarily buy like the biggest house, right?
No,
you buy.
I'd be modest.
You do it. Everybody says it though, don't they? Like, I'd buy a pretty sweet house in my area, like a $700,000, $1 million home in Winter Park or some shit, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
Pretty swank.
But
they exist.
But I wouldn't go crazy and build a $35 million mansion.
No.
You know, and that type of thing. Like, I think with anything, even as if you get that given, sorry. Excuse me.
Excused.
If you get given that big of a fortune, I feel you almost do have a responsibility to do some good for mankind.
Philanthropy.
Like, you can live.
Right.
You can live.
And it's actually better off
the rest
to do that.
Of your days.
Yeah.
And you would be an asshole not to.
You know?
You should.
You should do something.
And it's a hell of a tax break, also, is what I've heard. Just saying.
I mean, yeah. If you anything, keep that do money,
it
for the tax
I'm just saying. It just looks good. But it's also, you're actually doing something. Like you said, to right mankind, you know, to keep the earth moving.
Like, I wouldn't buy a brand new jet ski. I'd get a jet ski, but I would get like
you would buy a brand new one, dude.
Get
last
year's model.
Look, I would
get this. Yeah, you would look at last year's model and scoff at it, and then you would look at the new year's model. By seven.
You got to think of it like you buy the helicopter, but you use the helicopter to go throw watermelons to village people somewhere. And that's a philanthropy.
And that sounds like a lot of fun. I don't know that watermelons, though,
throwing watermelons
are kind of heavy and might give the wrong impression.
I feel like that was a very poor choice of example of what you could be throwing out of that said helicopter. Let's say maybe, I don't know, lettuce or something they could eat and would help them.
Lettuce? Give them hams. Just throw hams out.
Lettuce is good. They can eat lettuce.
They like ham.
Lettuce.
Do they like
it's
ham?
It's green. It's good.
Where are we going? What region are we going
exactly.
to?
Exactly. It depends. Maybe it's somewhere
that needed
lettuce.
Clearly he was talking about Africa. Clearly.
Oh, my God.
It was clearly Africa. He said watermelons.
It's raining ham. Yeah, thank
that's
you.
Good. It is. Yep. That would hurt. Getting hit with a ham from the height of a helicopter. Ouch.
Like ham. I would not. Ham
ouch. The ham-inator.
It's frozen.
Oh, my God. Or just give to Jerry's kids a lot of money.
What would you guys do with $500 million or $780 million? What do you do with your first move?
Wow. First move.
The first thing you buy.
I mean, first thing is just travel. I would go traveling for a year.
Yeah. You know how people buy stars in the universe? I would buy a fucking couple of galaxies in the universe.
That's what?
Yeah, I would. Just to be fucking insanely crazy. And people would be like, I would tell the star registry, like, guess what? Sell out. You're sold. How many you got? I want them all.
I want them all.
They're my fucking stars.
Yeah. I own the universe.
Own it all. When I look up at the fucking sky, that's me. That's Tom World.
I own that.
That's my shit.
Oh, you see that constellation? That's me being a rich motherfucker.
That's wow. The funniest thing ever. That's amazing. It's such a waste of money.
I know. But guess what? I still probably have what? 150 million after
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. I'll party with that. Whatever.
Yeah, I'll go on a nice vacation.
Ty, what would you do with it, man?
I don't know what my first move would be. I would exalt a castle on our place in Canada. I would totally make my own castle.
You got the land for it. You got a whole fucking spread up
build
there.
Build a castle.
Great.
That would be cool.
Castle, Canadian property, castle? Is that such a thing?
Yeah. Man.
I just want to see Ty walking down those like stone stairs.
Yeah, always wearing a bathrobe like
robe.
The dude.
He's got his
it's
robe.
A doodly robe.
No, it's good. You're going to be stepping your game up by
that. I feel like it would be a velour robe.
It'll still be doodly.
You should see my robe selection right now. It's pretty good.
you got plenty of robes?
Well, my one robe, actually, that I got from our late uncle last year is insanity. It's like a handmade from China.
Nice. Unky's robe.
You'll be rocking by
it's
then.
It's actually big enough for me, too. It's crazy.
Nice.
You'll be rocking by
he
then.
Didn't,
like
he didn't pass in that, did he?
30s.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Do you ever rock a robe, Angela? Is this a family thing? Or
no,
is this...
actually, I don't even own a robe.
No robe action?
I think this is only his thing.
Oh,
his robe
he
thing.
Does have a lot of robes.
I used
honestly,
to have.
Really? You've seen them all?
There.
There's really a lot only, of them. There's only two.
It's kind of unnecessary, but it's cool.
There's only two.
I need to ask.
A Tuesday robe.
Of you, Ty, when your sister came to visit, what percentage of things did you hide when she came to visit?
All right, the first night, in all honesty, I can't talk about everything I hid, but I did...
No, I'm not asking you. That's why I phrased it the way I did.
Yeah, percentage wise.
Maybe beep that out.
Let's continue beeping just forever.
Jesus.
It was probably like a small, maybe 7%.
Wow. Really,
I didn't move a lot.
Okay. All right.
I'm very open and honest.
But is this of every, like, you're not talking about, like, every knife in the drawers, like, adding to a percent, right? Like, you got,
No, really. I didn't move a lot.
Okay. All right. But there were select things.
Select items.
I think they're back out now. It doesn't matter.
He warned me going in, and
got the speech.
I went in with an open mind. Yes, there was a speech.
You could see it's a cool house, though, right? It's a cool. Yeah. Little,
it's a great little spread. You got a nice little spread there.
No, I love and I love their back.
It's all open
and
shit. It's really
so
nice.
Awesome. I love it back there.
We cornholed earlier.
Yeah. Oh, very cool.
We played cornhole.
Whereas it's like snow on the ground back.
You just need a little bit of heat for that pool. I'm sure you could still jump in it though.
I was in it. I put my feet in.
There
twice
you go.
Today.
That's all you got to do. You can say you went in a pool.
She could go in, yeah.
Yeah, it would
I'm
be fine.
I'm not saying I couldn't get in, but I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
The second
yeah.
time right I honestly thought about it, I was like, should I just jump in?
It can't
in?
Be that should cold,
I...
really.
No, it's not at all.
Because we had an in-ground pool for a while.
67, 60.
Okay, it's going to be shocking getting into it. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
But once you're in it, you're good.
Oh, yeah. Got to be. A beer will help that.
Anything below 70, I don't get in.
No.
Nah, yeah.
I've done the polar
that.
Bear jump. It's pretty rough.
Fuck
man.
That. That's for gays.
It was very gay. It was a very gay thing to do, but it was fun.
Did you do that here in Florida?
No, I did it in Massachusetts one
okay,
time.
I was
Once,
say, I
one
don't
one
know
winter,
how that
they
would be
they
cold.
Did it, and they it was fucking crazy. I don't know why I fucking did it.
They do that in Wisconsin.
I got a T-shirt.
They do it all the time.
Like mid February.
They do
like
it.
The worst
Sweet.
Time.
Yeah, I was like young, 13 or something.
It's like negative
before
30,
drugs.
Jump in a lake.
You know what I think we guys we need to do, right?
What's that?
I think it's time for a little clip.
Thought we'd never get
you
here.
You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. You know you want them, baby. You know we got them, baby. Clips. You know we got them, baby. Clips.
Yep, this week on our one of our favorite segments, it's good old clips.
Good old clips.
Old clips.
I got it.
Old clipsy.
I gotta start with something that I watched over the holiday period. You guys ever heard of this movie? I believe it's 1990. It's 89 or 90, I want to say.
It was a good time.
A gnome what? Named Norm.
Norm with a GN.
Yeah.
And how did you find this film?
A friend had it. Get this. There was a roommate that she had that left a good old CRT TV on her back porch with, you know, like a
pretty
VHS
baller.
Player
right,
in there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's kind of a dick. He's just like, oh yeah, by the way, that's free game. Totally welcome to it. Like, as if anybody wants that. Like, it had been sitting out there for 6 months while he lived
yeah,
there.
With
like
dead
oh,
technology.
Like, he's doing her a favor.
Thanks,
you know?
Man.
Yeah. Thanks,
he doesn't
bro.
Want to lug it to the dump.
It so must she, be my birthday.
This movie looks awesome.
So she was like, I just yeah. remembered. I got a bunch Whoa. Of old VHS tapes. And I'm like, well, fuck it. Like, the day after Boxing Day or something like that. It was a weird night, like,
right.
where I was hanging around there. And we were like, fuck it. Let's set this thing up and start watching some
yeah, do
weird
okay.
fucking,
I'm
like, on the
yeah.
porch, like, chilling outside on the porch. And we start watching A Gnome Named Norm.
Which,
I pulled a couple clips from it.
It's Anthony Michael Hall, which is
it's
awesome.
Anthony Michael
Anthony
Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall? Wow.
yeah.
Is this his
yeah,
early
yeah.
career?
It's 80, I think it's 1990 when it came out, or 89 or 90.
Okay, all right.
He was looking for work.
Do you guys want to see the trailer? I think this one's the trailer.
Oh, sum it
first.
Up for us.
Oh,
it's also got a different name. It's also called...
It only yeah. has one name.
It's
terrible.
Also no. It's also called Upworm or Upworld. Upworld, because that's like where the gnomes live or some shit.
Upworld.
Up
or,
up
no,
the
Upworld is not. Yeah, they live in the underground. So I don't know. It's got like two names. This movie, but here you go. Check out this trailer.
He's an LA cop. He's a.
He's a gnome.
He's hot on the trail of $1 million.
That hair.
He's after the
man.
Right. Meet Gallagher and Gnorm.
Gallagher and Norm.
And this is Gnome GN.
Yeah.
Like David the Gnome.
But he doesn't look like a I'm thinking lawn gnome.
He is
yard gnome.
Yeah, kind of
he's kind of
a gnomey, gnomey
no,
looking thing.
He doesn't
thing.
Look anything like
he doesn't
that.
This
look
thing
like a
is
gnome.
Looking like a dark crystal kind of gnomey
no, he
guy.
He is a yeah. fucking weird yeah. looking.
So are we talking about Anthony Michael Hall or the gnome?
Yeah. The thing about this though is that they try and make this the whole movie. They try and make this fucking gnome like relatable and yeah. like
and
cute
it's frightening
and, like,
looking,
and it is absolutely
nightmare
goddamn
juice.
Yeah. Nightmare juice. And it
dies with nothing in common.
Giant outpost.
Well, oh my god!
Yeah, it likes titties.
It does like titties, and he's creepy as fuck.
Work together. And get it
at least he likes titties.
I want to watch this movie in its entirety.
Oh, see, it's called Upworld in this. Like
God,
I said, it has two names. I got another clip here.
The pitch on that film, I wouldn't be a fucking fly on the wall for
no
that.
No shit. There's a scene. There's a full scene from it here.
Is he eating paper?
He's eating cardboard.
This thing is fucking frightening, man.
Ah, shoot! Nice job. Beautiful.
Oh. it's a creepy-ass voice.
It's horrible. Fast forward a little bit here. Hang on.
Whoa.
It's very attractive. Spit. Look, hygienically, this is a bad idea. I gotta tell you that.
He's all about
asshole.
He's all about spitting and snot and stuff, you know?
What the fuck?
Because that's cute.
You want a loogie?
So he just eats the snot?
Loogie.
Ugh.
Whoa.
Ugh. Yeah.
This is weird, man.
Spitting in his hand.
This is how they bond?
What, did this get a PG rating? This is fucked up.
Weird.
Okay, I spit. Now you spit it out. Now what's the deal with this rock?
Newman, make our world bright. Food grow.
Is it like the sun?
Lumen see upworld sun grow bright again each 10 of your years.
Whoa.
Okay. That I don't get it. So you lost me at the spit part.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was into it till the spit part.
And the movie makes him out to be a lovable, like they connect at some point. Like it.
Is this a buddy comedy?
Yeah, it's a buddy comedy. They eventually become buddies. Like, and finally, I think he, like, I don't know.
He puts him in a cage?
Yeah, puts him in a cage and, like, takes him home or
something.
Who's
that guy?
That's Anthony Michael Hall still.
What? How many clips do you have of this?
This is already a creepy
scene. He said he watched the whole thing.
That's where he first gets him, I think.
Okay, good. You're not scared.
Well, hey, guy. How are you doing? I'm a gnome.
Chill the fuck out, gnome.
It's not an attractive looking thing
it's
that you're
freaky,
supposed to
man.
Think is cute.
No.
And I don't really get. Look at that.
Like, that's a horror creature.
That's
like,
a horror creature,
like,
not
this should
an
be
endearing.
A horror.
Like, what was the audience they were aiming for? Like, this would scare kids or something. I mean, you'd be a kid and then you'd be having, like, nightmares about it.
So, yeah, I thought you'd appreciate that.
Thanks.
I thought you'd appreciate that.
It tickled my curiosity. I'll say that.
What do you think of this guy?
Hundreds of people turned out tonight for the unveiling of a very controversial statue.
Yeah, it really is. The Satanic Temple of Detroit revealed the one-ton bronze statue. Their message, they say, more about laws protecting religious freedom than about Satan. Priya Mann joins us live. Priya, I know there were some protesters out there this evening. Did the event remain calm?
Steve Sander, Detroit police say this was a relatively peaceful event. There were a few protesters early on that tried blocking the door so people couldn't get in to get tickets. They were told to step back.
A couple places, of course, in random parts of the country, this one being in Detroit, have recently done this where they're like putting up, you know,
random statues.
Right. But it's basically because the Church of Satan has sort of, you know, said, hey, well, what about us too?
Right,
that's
you know?
True. We're a religion. They need some of the limelight, you know, some of the spotlight too.
We got to be there. We got to be in there as well. So, this is the unveiling of it, and this is the live broadcast cover. The thing that you're looking for, and you'll know him as soon as you see him, is this guy that they interview about this thing. So, I just wanted to preface that.
The Satan statue will be unveiled tonight at a secret location.
Ooh, secret.
As a small group of protesters prayed, hundreds waited for tickets to the unveiling of an 8-foot-tall bronze statue of a goat-headed Satan. Most of the people here agree with the teachings of the Satanic Temple,
the group
responsible for the event.
It's here. It's in Detroit, and this is fantastic that, like, we get to experience.
First off, she's a real looker. She's got...
Hey, girl.
She's like, I don't know, she's dressed like Madonna, with
I like the dark, mysterious one looking at us in the background.
Yeah, then the one next.
Creepy,
she's
I like her.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, she's into some freaky shit. I'll tell you
I know. I've met the devil too.
Amazing statue being unveiled for all the world to see.
I'm just excited to see my Lord and Savior Baphomet represented in such glorious Italian stone. I do hope his eyes gaze upon me and that my allegiance is recognized. I don't know. Notice me, senpai. Notice me.
This guy
the took the heavy
something.
Rainfall
He's
as
awesome.
Some sort of sign and even brought their own statue of an angel crushing the devil.
Part of me wishes that angel statue would come to life and King Baphomet would rise and two eternal juggernauts would do battle right here in the middle of the city. But for what is this battle raging, you ask? I don't know. What stands at the center? To that I say, my soul is at the center, offered up to the ageless ones, only to be torn in twain.
The unveiling here
I bet he's fun to party with.
He sounds like a narrator.
Sounds like coke addict.
So, I don't know if he's real.
He's trolling. He has another video.
Is it true? I think I know for a fact it's an act.
He's still fucking awesome. He has another video at a Comic-Con or something, you know, one of those type of events, and he does the same, and the same quick delivery.
Right.
But he's still awesome.
It's Duncan again. What's up?
Man. Okay, so like I was just enjoying the show, and then this nerd.
Nerd alert.
Fucking nerd.
Jesus, fucking nerd. Full disclosure, I love Satan. I think we all love Satan.
You're in good company.
Did you hear the part where we were saying like he's trolling?
He's not. It's an act.
Apparently, it's an act.
It's an act. It's
he's putting 100%. He's overacting.
I mean, yeah, because there's no Satanist I know that, like, A, nobody pronounces it Baphomet. Like, I don't know where that came from.
Let me hear the rest of it. Let me see what I think. I don't know.
The Satan statue has never before been seen publicly. The Satanic Temple says the statue is a symbol for what they advocate, the separation of church and state.
It's like you can't have one without the other, you know? Like I'm equal parts God and the devil. A cloak of shame covers this man, and only supreme light will wash my body clean. But how could that light possibly reach me with the thick clouds of indecency that surround my poor soul? So I carry my wrongdoings on my back.
Okay.
Like some kind of tormented hiker, lost in the hills of misfortune, looking desperately for that peak to rescue him from the valley of...
It's like satanic.
I kind of think he's better now that he is trolling us.
Yeah, I'm
on board. I'm back. I was off board. And I'm back on board again.
Now you're back on board. I'm still on board with Team Satan.
We know that, Duncan. You called before. I can't have you call multiple times this show.
Looks
unprofessional. Looks like no one else likes us.
Hey, then other people should call in.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I'm trying to spur. It's like putting a dollar in an empty tip jar.
That's true.
If I can call in.
Fair enough.
Call in as a character next time.
Yeah, God damn it. Hanging up on you. Shit. Why do people do this to me? They know I got a show to do.
They know it's past 8:30 and we're doing this.
You know. What do you want to go with? I loved Metal Kitchen this week. That was my favorite clip of the week.
My question before you play it, though, remember the person that was in here that said someone did something similar to this? Like someone also did like a screamo cooking show. It was like something a heavy metal chef or something like that. I remember. I think that this is kind of a spin-off of it. Kind of. I think it's existed, but her execution's hilarious.
Great. I think this chick does it probably better than any of the other ones. Metal Kitchen here.
And it's funny. It's a chick. Awesome.
It's this chick from, I guess, The Ghost Inside, which is a pretty metal name. And then she makes you. Her name's Lindsay Ray.
She is cute.
She makes a shepherd's pie.
Just the metal, that's it?
And then she gives you the instructions of a recipe to make her shepherd's pie.
I love her. Brilliant. I love her.
Yeah. She's pretty good, too.
It looks delicious.
She's got a good growl. Yeah, and the shepherd's pie looks phenomenal. I'd eat it.
Heavy metal.
I think that was the smoke break. I think it was.
Yeah. I think that was. I like her spatulas. She's got guitar spatulas. Butter everywhere.
Oh, shepherd's pie.
Yeah, crank that to him.
Does she do other recipes, too?
Parmesan, man.
So that was probably the funniest clip of the week. She deserves to go viral, and I wanted to, of course, just throw my plugs at her. But that was clips. I think that was good.
Solid clips.
Yeah. I don't like these things to go too long anymore. We keep doing it, and people like it short and sweet. That's
people
what
are talking,
out, right?
Short
now.
And sweet is the packaging.
People are talking.
We need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing Italian disco, as you probably heard, at the beginning of this show.
Take us
super out. Funky shit. I'll probably be playing more of that funky shit.
Do it. Pretty good funky shit.
On break. Do we want to get into... All right, my notes say... I think we knocked them all out, apart from just that I finally did see Star Wars.
When did you see it this week?
Yeah, I saw it a few days back.
And what'd you think?
I'm just going to say it's a Star Wars movie, and it's okay. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that was my review, too.
I agree.
It was not... I agree. It definitely didn't...
I didn't get a nerd boner or anything.
No, I felt a little let down just because the hype, I guess, was so great. But what do you expect?
You saw it a little late after everybody, too.
I don't think I would have had a different opinion of the movie, though.
No.
Sure. I really don't think I would have.
That's true.
I really don't think I would have. I think I saw it with a pretty decent perspective, honestly. And it was good. It was good.
It was a good Star Wars movie.
It sets up the next couple for good, I don't know. I said this from the beginning. Everything about it, I feel like it's missing something. It's missing something.
I know what it is. I know what it's missing.
Exactly what it is.
I know what it's missing. An original story.
That part too. Yeah. It's true.
I read an interesting thing. Somebody said George Lucas had quoted it as, "It's a really fun retro Star Wars movie." And that makes perfect fucking sense to me.
It's retro pop, as I believe.
It's just, that's what it was. It was just a retro-y
film. Yeah.
It called back to the old fans and excited the new fans and made Disney a fucking monster amount of money.
It's true. It's very true.
So it was successful.
Super successful. and it's not going to stop. That boulder is rolling downhill.
I mean, you guys know, I'm really hoping the next two are not, it better not be Empire 2, even though I love Empire. I don't want to see fucking Empire 2. You better
it's a
go
chance.
Off in your own
it is
direction.
The next one is the chance now to make it
to
its own thing.
They
do.
Have to do something
to make
really
it,
cool.
Yeah,
to
totally.
It,
there's
really
a lot
cool.
of pressure on what's-his-face Johnson there, the director. It's a big fucking pair of shoes to fill.
Might be better that it isn't JJ going forward. That
I think
is
it burned him the fuck out,
yeah,
too.
I think you're probably
you
right.
You see him. Ty said he broke his fucking back on the movie.
I heard a story today.
Oh, shit, I didn't hear
that. He broke his back and he kept it real hush hush. He didn't tell the crew and everything. He had to.
He was just wheeled in like Hannibal Lecter. He's like, "Hey guys,
I don't remember what it was that happened, but he didn't go to the doctor for like a week or so." And they're like, "Oh yeah, you broke this and that," and then he had to wear a brace for a while.
He fell off some ladder somewhere, some set piece or something.
He fucking picked up his venti coffee the wrong way.
God damn,
fuck that guy! Like he's doing anything super lifty.
No, he's not.
He sits in a goddamn chair and gets up and moves his hands to show how the camera goes. Come on,
exactly.
We all know what big directors do.
And with that, that's our review of Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's the way we do it.
Go see it. Give them money.
Right.
Give them fucking money. Actually, give us fucking money.
Donate.
Give us money. Go to onoradioshow.com to do that. There's a little link over on the site. Really helps me out. If you got complaints for the show, with the show, and you don't donate, well, then you're only making shit worse.
Give the money.
Help us get better. Help us improve.
Give me the money.
Give us the money.
Overall,
give
enjoy
money.
This.
Give us the money.
Amazing Italian disco.
Give us the money.
Donate this button. You just gotta press it. To donate this button, and all you gotta do is click
it.
Just press it. Girl.
Donate now.
Oh no, radio show.
Oh, it doesn't even stop.
We're going to break. We're gonna do our usual 15 or so minutes.
You all can wait.
You can wait. You know how we
what
do.
What the fuck else are you guys doing tonight?
Yeah. Enjoy the fucking killer jams.
Mm.
And
just dance the whole break.
Just dance.
That's a fucking order. You do not stop dancing till we get back.
That's right. All of you in your seat. See you guys in a few.
You love your lady. I want to love you, love you, lady.
What are we, a movie podcast now? We're talking about talking about Tarantino on breaks? What are we doing here? What are
Tarantino
we
talk here at Ono
Tarantino
Radio.
Talk. So now, what do you, have you all seen this new Hateful Eight?
No, I have not.
Yeah, I believe Ty and I said we have both seen it.
I've seen parts of an illegal copy, but I haven't been able to stay awake through the whole thing yet.
It's a sit. It's a long fucking movie, man.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of Tarantino, like Ty said.
I like all that I've seen.
That's 215.
Okay.
I guess we're talking about the 70mm thing, though. And that interests me because that's something that I thought was really cool because he did in conjunction kind of with Panavision, the guys that really make those cameras.
The pioneers of it.
There's only 11 films of all time that have ever been shot on Panavision film.
And they did a Roadhouse projection with it.
And then they trained kids to basically be able to run.
Yeah. And that was a disaster for most of the
part. I've heard that was kind of a disaster. They had to, like, instead of having a film change in the middle of it, like a true projectionist, like, they would basically make one big, huge spool of film, and it's kind of a hit-go type scenario, and even that got fucked up because it wasn't aligned right in certain places
Exactly.
Blah, 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 blah. But I heard you just kind of, you said it was a waste of 70mm film, and I find that really interesting because I thought some of
there's only like three wide shots, and wide shots as in you're seeing a lot of landscape,
large landscape cinematics, you know, like 70mm is just so big, it's such a big image, and it just seemed like for a movie that most of the percentage of the movie takes place in a cabin.
Yeah.
In a set cabin.
I totally get what you're saying about that. That 70mm seems like it's something that should be used for such a large scale production. Something that's going to show off some grandeur and beauty.
Right.
I think part of what he's doing there, though, is because it is based in the cabin and using that, you are picking up on like almost every little nuance and every little detail from the background. You're picking up so much more than you would if you're seeing the same thing shot on a digital medium, and I feel like the lighting for it is absolutely phenomenal from all the stuff I've seen.
Oh yeah,
and that I've even heard that the actors had to, I'm not gonna say act harder, but if that makes any sense, kind of like they had to stay in character for longer periods of time.
Act harder,
because they would be off in the background doing stuff that usually wouldn't be getting picked up, but now that is.
I think
there's some sort of statement there doing what you're doing with this 70mm film in such a small area and call it like the artsy fartsy side of me. I don't know, but I kind of like that too.
I think a lot of this film was also the reason he shot a lot of it in 70mm is Quentin Tarantino is a crusader for film, and I think this was also a big campaign for film and a big march for film.
Right.
So I think that's why he stuck to it and shot it on 70mm. But yeah, I guess from a technical perspective, you could have shot that same looking movie on digital, but I think he did it because it was film. It was actual film with projectors, and that's what Tarantino's about.
And there's a romanticism there, isn't there? You know, seeing something shot or filmed like on film.
Yeah.
And, like,
it's a great thing to see.
Even projected on film. Like, there's something about it. Even it's not in our product section, which will be coming up later in the show, but there's something that Kodak released earlier.
I saw that.
You know, that it's almost a replica of a Super 8 film camera.
Wild.
And that they're going back, but it's like it's digital tape. It will use tape, but it's using digital tape. Like it's a replica of a Super 8 camera.
Weird.
Digital tape.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, digital tapes existed for forever, but you know.
It's like Star Wars. We kind of remember it, but they made it different.
Yeah.
Right.
The trend.
Yeah.
What we did want to talk about when we came back, not necessarily Tarantino or the movies, although that's cool. It's good to.
We're movie folk, and like I told Zach, he said, "Should I see it?" I said, "Hell's yeah, see
it, see it."
If you're you like Tarantino, you're gonna get Tarantino.
You're gonna like it.
You're gonna like it.
You might.
And you might hate it. You don't know. Just you gotta see it for yourself.
Yeah.
Tim Roth's in it. I'll be fine. Yeah. Sam Jackson, Tim Roth.
Get them all, man. You get all the lineup.
Now we got Kurt Russell rolling around in there.
He's got a mean Fu Manchu in that, doesn't he?
Oh God, his mustache was fucking impressive. Actually, he put Sam Elliott to shame in that fucking movie.
I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude. I don't know, man. That cookie duster was on
before
point.
Before we came back from break, we were talking a little bit about. getting into some tie tales.
Tie tales.
Only because we have the pleasure of having Angela, Ty's sister, here. We want to hear some good stories of Ty's youth. This is the chance that you get, Angela, that you've been waiting for all your life as the youngest sister.
No pressure.
Your moment.
To get him. Get just you. I mean, tell Ty, Angela, let's just go straight to you. I don't know how to start this even, but if you've got a story about Ty that we all need to know, you need to come with it now. This is the chance.
I've been waiting my entire life.
Exactly.
That's what we want to hear.
This continues the shit on Ty segment, I think. The theme of the show.
Okay. All right.
I want to preface this with, I don't have a lot of memories from him because he's 10 years older than me. Yeah. So, I mean, he moved out by the time I was 8. So there's not much memory. But I was honestly was a really big bully on Tyler. I bugged him all the time. I mean, I tried to. I don't know if I really did, but I wanted to bug the shit out of him.
You were a nuisance kid. Yes. You were always just...
It took a long time. I remember getting into fights in front of our grandparents at one point, and that was like the year you toppled over my anger. I had just said...
She was a provoker. Is that a good way to put it?
Physical fights or verbal fights? A mixture?
Verbal, I think. Verbal? The physical thing she might want to tell, too. But
okay. Yeah. All right.
But then I think one day, I mean, he really did one day just, I tipped him over the edge. And
okay, so how old are you at this point? What are you?
I have no idea. Maybe 7.
All right, 7 years old, and Ty is what at this point?
17.
17, okay. Yeah,
a fucking teenager.
It's like exactly 10. Okay.
So entitled and shit.
Uh-huh.
We're in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin at the Buckle store. The Buckle.
The Buckle. What is the Buckle?
Please describe.
It's like... It's known for its jeans, I guess. Not great.
It's like
jeans,
a country western jean store.
They only sold jeans
and buckles, and obviously.
It's just denim artifacts, denim goods, and
it's raining denim.
Denim and brass goods. The Buckle.
It's like a normal clothing shop. Okay. They had a lot of guy stuff too.
Okay.
It's like a Sears men's department.
The
with
image
more
is
denim.
Being painted right now. I see it.
So we're in Buckle, and he's trying on jeans, and me and my mom are in there with him too, because of course we have to look at these jeans.
No good
okay.
Story.
Right.
And oh god, it was bad. He had like a string on his pants, and I went to grab the string, trying to be like a nice sister for my entire life. He punched me in the face.
Oh my god, Ty!
What?
Wow.
Honest to god. Well, okay, maybe not a punch, but like a backhand, I guess. Would
like,
be a nice,
it was
sister.
Like a strong.
Yeah, there's no fist.
Strong armed you.
He hit me so hard.
He backhanded
and
you.
And I took a step back and I just bawled my eyes out.
You were 7 years old.
That's... I mean, I wasn't expecting to
I
get backhanded.
I thought she was older, but yeah, it's probably right.
Jesus Christ,
I should have punched him in the nuts.
You're 10 years old.
She's a 7-year-old child, yeah. Ty.
Damn it.
He just had to hit me.
Do you remember this at all? Wow. Do you
that
remember this
day.
At all, Ty?
He remembers
I do.
It.
She told me the story and reminded me like... I don't know.
Just a couple
years
ago.
So.
I held it inside. I didn't
Did
talk
you
to him
keep
about
it for a while?
Because I forgot all about it. But after she told me, I kind of remembered.
Well, like one time
it.
He like moved too quickly and I honestly got scared. I like jumped back and he was like, well, what happened? Like, why'd you just jump? And I was like, you remember the time you punched me at the Buckle? Don't you remember that?
I was like, no.
I'm Jesus still scared. Ty.
Sorry.
So then you were saying, I mean, that is a wonderful story. I mean, it's awful. It paints, it really
that.
Truly paints the picture of Ty.
I can never have a Ty the same.
Right out of the gate.
Damn it.
But you also used to say you used to take you to parties when you were a kid, too?
Yeah, when he was babysitting me. He'd wait.
Lack of the word.
He'd wait till my parents would leave.
Ty babysat. Can we just stop
there
for a moment?
How old? Is this younger than 17? Or is this, this still
younger.
Around the same age? Younger?
A little younger.
All right. So like 15, like he's getting wild. He's starting to get into his crazy pants.
Yeah.
Starting to turn into crazy tall Tie.
Yep. Like, parents would leave and he'd say, pack a bag. And I put some stuff in a bag, like coloring book or something. I don't know. And
then pack a bag. Like a goddamn kidnapping.
A teddy bear, a coloring book.
Pack a bag.
A bag of goldfish.
You have 10 minutes to only take what you need.
There's no way this happened.
Yes, it did. He would take me to the parties.
Ty didn't want to put the condoms in his pocket, so he'd put them in the little kid bag just in case. You know?
Oh, God.
Wow, pack
that
a bag.
Didn't happen.
Yes, it did.
No and what were these parties like? Do you have any recollection of those parties?
I mean, I think they're basic basement parties.
Okay.
Like the
Friends.
Teenage basement thing, yeah. I mean, they were never too wild.
They weren't at our house?
No. Well, I remember one being at your house, but I had a friend over and we were like spying on you.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I remember that. But you didn't take me there. I mean, that was my own home. But you would definitely you'd definitely take me places.
What was he doing anything crazy when you were spying on him that night?
I had to tell our parents
about this.
No, nothing at all. No, was he just...
Didn't I tell the parents that I was going somewhere? Or did I like abduct you and tell you to take a bag?
Sounds like an abduction.
Kind of wrong to me.
I'm pretty sure it was close to an abduction.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
You definitely never told them.
You probably said, like, I'm going over Steve's house. Like, she's
where the hell
go.
Was I going? Do you remember whose house it was?
No. Well, I remember once I went to a party at one of your ex-girlfriend's house, and then I hung out with her little sister in her bedroom for the entire party.
Hmm. Okay.
Interesting. Interesting.
We played Legos, and she pushed me off the top of a bunk bed, so it was a great time.
My God, a lot of pain in your past. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I never went back. We never went back to.
Oh,
house.
I would hope not.
Let me ask you this: growing up, was Ty considered like the cool brother to you? Like, was he cool to you, or was
yeah.
he?
Yeah, I thought he was like the coolest brother. Like when okay. I went to daycare, I waited for the day he would pick me up because usually it was my parents. And the day that he picked me up, I was so excited. And I was like, "You guys, my brother's coming!
It's
this
like
is
a
the
big
best
deal
day ever." Cool,
yeah, I get to ride with my, not cool. mom and dad. My brother's picking me yeah. up. Like, yeah, that's pretty cool.
No, he was definitely a cool brother.
What,
for all the
what,
shit I'm
what type
him
of
right
shit
now.
Car was he driving at that point?
Oh, God, what was it? The brown one. I have no idea what it was.
It was a Pontiac Parisienne.
Ooh, baby.
What is that? I've never even heard of
that. That is a whip.
It looks like something else you would know. I always forget what it's called. The Chevy version of it looks just the same, but it's a big boat. It's a big boat of a
good
car.
Old Pontiac, man.
Does it look awesome. Like that nice. Thing from Wayne's World? Is that That's what I'm expecting.
No, that's a gremlin,
yeah,
so
it's a gremlin, yeah.
So it's like
I can see Ty driving a gremlin now. He's
like
perfect
Crown,
for his body
like a Crown
type.
Vic?
It would.
Yeah. Like Crown Vic. No, not quite Crown Vicky. Okay. No.
Oh, those have big ass bodies on them, the Crown Vics.
But it was an 85, just like the year.
I've
was
always
born,
wanted
too.
Like a brand
nice.
New Crown Vic. Like,
hey, that, when you hit your millions of dollars, man, you have a fleet of Crown Vics.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, once that Powerball Woo-hoo. Comes through. You got any other crazy Ty stories, or is that about the extent of his abuse Spill to you him. Growing up?
I think that's the extent of the abuse.
Yeah.
The rest are just good stories.
Well, we don't want to hear those.
Right.
Those
yeah,
are
we
boring.
Don't need any
we,
of that.
We only like embarrassing. And,
right.
What about you? I mean, yeah, the other way around. This is your chance to, you know,
oh, with
to
her?
Be nice
yeah.
to her.
Yeah. Do you ever stab you with a fork or anything?
Yeah, do you have any wounds from her?
Yeah.
No wounds.
That's what 7-year-olds do to 17-year-olds.
I
stab
them
with forks.
In all honesty, I tried, I think, to be pretty nice most of the time. I wasn't like a direct asshole or
no,
anything like
no,
that.
No, he, honestly, I give him all the credit in the entire world because I would beat him up so hard and I'd just sit Aww. There and just punch him or poke him.
Yeah.
And then he would ask our parents, he'd say, "Can you tell her to stop?" He'd never say anything to me. He never hit me besides the one time in the buckle.
Yeah.
Like he well, that's because you were fucking up his yeah. new pair of pants, God, too. Yeah, like, he was about geez. To get that pants. He liked those pants and he thought that you were fucking like gonna yeah. pull that thread that was gonna yeah. remove a pocket and then
whap.
Even back then he was fashionable. Yeah. He had a fashion sense, and if you fucked with that fashion sense, you got know. Punched in the fucking face. Jesus Christ, Ty.
My fashion runs
Don't
deep.
Ever touch his new fucking shoes.
Yeah, speaking of which, he's got new
they're
shoes coming.
They're
the air ties.
They're full of stars and purpleness.
Yeah, I'm
the Lizard Leaper the 2016.
T-Witch 3s, right?
T-Witch 3s.
Well, we got to post a picture of those on
We posted them last year.
Yeah, we got to post that on Twitter and shit for the people to see. They like them. they like your crazy shoes. See
Ty with his electronic boogaloo shoes.
I mean,
I have always said Ty has the coolest shoes in Orlando.
He does.
He does.
I give you that.
I hope next year you get Best of Orlando coolest shoes. We're making
yeah.
that fucking
We're
going to
make a category.
God damn it.
Oh, we'll make that shit.
We can make that happen for real. Yeah. We could do that.
Well, also, as well as probably best whatever podcast. I don't know how you win that.
Yeah, we'll get right on
best
that.
Local yeah. radio show.
Before
that.
I don't know, make a title for us.
Before we get into anything else, I read this. You ever stumble upon this that Reddit thing, yo?
Oh, my God.
I've heard of it.
It's like yeah. the dark hole of the internet.
It really is. I did it again, and I ended up finding out about this Russian flight. It was something that happened, I guess. I got the Wikipedia thing here, I think.
You had me at Russian.
Yeah. It's Air Flight 6502.
Aeroflot. Look how
it's in. It was a Soviet domestic passenger flight from Shvirdakh to Gromzy, which crashed on the 20th of October 1986 due to pilot error, killing 70 of the 94 passengers of the crew on board. Now, here's the thing that's crazy about this. This is awful, obviously a tragedy. It said it was due to pilot error. The thing I learned about this, and it's in this article, is that essentially one of the pilot bet the co-pilot that he could land the plane blindfolded just with the instruments, basically, so that he would, as long as he could see the instruments, like we're not gonna be able to see the outside of the world. I can land the plane with just the instruments. So they curtained off and they blacked out the cockpit.
Classic bad idea.
Worst idea.
And apparently, you can hear it. Like there's with black box recording and all of this or stuff. You know, like in Russian that we wouldn't understand. But yeah, they did that, and unfortunately, the bet didn't go so well.
Well, for what? For 24 people, it was all right.
For 24 people.
Some people actually walked away from it?
There were.
I bet those guys fly free for the rest of their fucking lives.
The crash occurred after Kliljev made a bet with Zhirinov to make an instrument approach with guaranteed cockpit windows, thus having no visual contact with the ground instead of the NDB approach, suggested by the aircraft control. Kliljev further ignored the ground proximity warning of the altitude to 62 to 65 meters, 203 to 230 feet. I did not make the suggested go-around maneuver. The aircraft touched down at a speed of 280 kilometers per hour, 170 miles per hour, and came rest upside down. 63 people died during the accident and 7 more in the hospitals later.
You fucked me!
Among the passengers were 14 children, all of whom survived the accident.
Oh, well, that's a good story.
Look at that. Nice. So at least the kids survived.
It ends on a good note.
I feel like you need to get a stock, that crazy, Russian guitar soundtrack in the background.
Apparently, he did realize he fucked up. Even though Zhirinov made no attempt to avert the crash, he subsequently tried to save the passengers, I guess I'm guessing at the very last minute here. And then died of cardiac arrest en route to hospital. The pilot, that was the.
Who won the bet?
Basically, that was the co-pilot. That was the one he bet. The guy that was the pilot that made the bet that was doing it lived and was prosecuted and sentenced to 15 years in prison.
Actually, 15 is a slap on the hand.
15 years in Russian.
Really nothing.
Yeah. So I thought you'd like to hear a little bit about
He'll
that.
He'll probably die pretty quick. I bet you. In prison.
I mean, that was back in 1986. He might be roaming the streets. We need to probably do some more research.
Yeah, he's still up in there. He's still flying.
Who knows? Yeah, he's
can never take his wings.
He got his pilot's license back. He's back
he's
on
He's a fucking
it.
Stewardess or something now. I bet you I'll take over this plane and fly it.
Bet you I could do it blindfolded, too.
With some vodka. Crazy fucking Russians.
It's getting to one of our favorite segments.
Our second favorite segment.
Come on, our second favorite segment. It's time for some product.
Products. Innovation. Space. Technology. Business. Cufflinks.
Good every time.
Future space products.
We gotta do it.
Space gets me every time.
Well, space is where we're going, you know? We're all gonna be in space.
We're all gonna be in space soon. Guys, well, I got some amazing shit for you today. We were just talking about denim. Could you get these at the Buckle store? Because I don't think so. This is a new product. This is Odo, the world's first self-cleaning denim.
Ooh.
And I'll let you hang on.
Introducing Odo, world's first self-cleaning denim.
Never stinks.
Never stinks, never stains.
What? Oh.
Spill spill your coffee all over your jeans? Don't worry about it, asshole. Just wipe that shit off.
Fluids penetrate traditional denim jeans easily because they have a plain surface. Odo has an engineered surface with billions of peaks on it. Liquids touching the surface slide off.
This voiceover is terrible.
Rinsed off with water.
Oh, let me pour this on your jeans like a douche.
Oh, spilled red wine damn all over it. Oh, fuck.
Let me touch your crotch right now.
Let me just
too.
Wipe that off.
Are you into dudes?
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh. What just happened?
Wait a minute. They got a little sexy here.
Whoa. What just happened?
That just took a
basically this.
That just took a very homoerotic turn.
I can't. Is that that's a Kickstarter?
Yeah.
That started something.
Hey, if you get those jeans, you're gonna get laid. That's what they just told
sometimes
us.
You don't.
Was
need
it was
jeans.
It a guy getting wait, laid by a guy?
Yeah, I think what they're saying is there though. Like yeah, like check it out. You can spill your coffee on it. It wipes off. You can spill your red wine on it after you get
spill
like on a date.
On
you can right. experiment
spill
with
spill
men.
Your fucking jizz all over it. Wipes right off. I think that's pretty much what they're saying there. She could dry hump your leg, wipe it right off.
Or if it was a guy, it'd be
no
a
more
guy
snail trail.
Human sweat doesn't stink, but it's caused by the bacteria
I've heard
that feeds
that
off. At Odo, we have engineered a special
Odo,
denim fabric
baby.
That's woven permanently.
They steal our theme song.
Silver releases an infinite supply of ions that kill odor-causing bacteria.
None of this makes sense
across
to
the
me.
Life of Odo jeans, which means they stay fresh, clean, and sharp. These jeans are maybe a year old. And they have yet to see a washing.
Wow, that's
shirt.
Actually his voice. Right,
this sounds totally disgusting. Well, guess what? We found the solution.
What?
Anyone can make it.
Okay,
nice
hold on a second. Can you pause it?
Yeah.
For the whole time I've been listening to this guy's voice, it just sounds like he's been
a
guy
doing a
voice. It's his real voice. Doesn't it seem like
I made these jeans just for you, Tom.
Okay, can I have a minute of your time? Like every time he talks to you,
hey,
you're like, is a movie gonna start?
Tom, how was the drive over here, man? How's it go?
Are you coming soon to do the podcast? This guy's weird, man.
Why didn't you call me the other day? I thought we were going to Rogue. but these are pretty miraculous. I do want to finish this spiel because this is kind of amazing. I would like a pair of pants in general that I would never have to wash. That's a great idea.
But at Mogo, we have great-looking, eco-friendly jeans that can go months without a wash. Because they never stink or stain.
Here's the thing. The stink, though? That's where I'm skeptical. I get that you've got some Teflon bullshit on some jeans that can wash, like, you know.
And that can't be comfortable, man. You know, like, these aren't comfortable
they're
jeans.
They're probably not
dude.
Very
I don't
stretchy.
Know. I
they
don't
got.
You don't want to wear these, man.
I'd try it. Yeah. I'd try it.
Oh. Okay, yeah, so they're just saying it just blocks odor and then keeps the surface of the jeans clean.
So does that block all the
does
interior odor of your body inside the jeans?
Coated?
So you've got.
So
like,
if you're a stinky motherfucker and just have those because you don't want to wash your goddamn jeans, I don't think it fixes your problem.
Smell.
You're gonna still smell your stinky ass from outside of the jeans.
That's what I think. Look at this asshole.
I don't like to shower. With Odo's patent pending technology, we are changing the world one hair at a time.
That's
we decided
his voice?
To test our odor.
What's wrong
here's
with
what
you,
happened.
Man?
Wow!
Oh.
Homeless or hipster?
Look at these
homeless or hipster? homeless.
Wow.
They're cool, right?
I would give these, though, to the homeless because then they might not stink and look as shitty. Like,
it's just Vortex, man.
This girl's on a hoverboard the entire time.
Yeah, she is. That's just going to catch on fire, girl.
Yeah, you watch out. That's one of them cheap Mexican ones. We
I'm
going to
pour this all over your legs.
So, yeah, I mean, you get the point. We'll hear his last little spiel here.
So here's our guarantee. If you can make these jeans stink in a year without a wash, we'll send you a new pair. No questions asked.
Ty,
so please back us.
Buy these jeans. If anybody can make these jeans stink,
who's the best?
Come on.
It's you. It's totally you.
Let's give them a stink test, man. We'll like document it. We'll see it. Well, Ty, we want you to like jog in place and get real sweaty, and I want you to wear that same pair of jeans.
Our
for, like,
goal
a month.
Is to outstink these.
Let's
jeans.
Outstink the jeans.
Let's outstink the jeans.
I'll try.
Outstink
the jeans. Outstink the jeans. All right. Wow, that's cool. We'll get in touch with the Odo people.
Yeah, get in touch with those guys.
I just want to call that guy on the phone to hear him talk to me.
What do you want to do?
Okay.
While we're on the topic of all this stuff, we've had a lot of requests for a new shirt, by the way. People really like
fuck your dreams.
They want to own a radio show. Fuck your dreams.
Sure. Like
fuck
it.
Your dreams.
That's fuck
dreams.
Dreams.
Any way you say dreams. it's just nice to say.
I
you know, it just rolls off the tongue.
It
so
really
nice.
Does. It really does. So I think we're gonna be moving forward with
fuck
those shirts.
Fuck your dreams.
Fuck your dream shirts. Like they're gonna be coming soon. I'm gonna wear one everywhere.
I'm sure we'll all wear it
to work.
To work.
All right, there's another crazy product that's been hitting the market. Now, first off, this product seems like it would be amazing. Thankfully, this is something we've all dreamt about in like science fiction. Thankfully for us, this company who made this amazing product decided to make the creepiest video of
all
time.
Yeah, the execution was not
for
very good.
The product. Essentially, this is a product for a wearable necklace type, like kind of electronic pendant type thing that you, yeah, something you'd wear around your neck, but then you would talk to and would be a wearable translator for whatever language you're speaking.
Whoa,
so you can
that's
hold,
cool.
You can hold down a button, all right. And you can say whatever you want to say to somebody in, you know, you're in English, and then, you know, you say it to a person in Japan, for instance, like this video is, and it says whatever phrase it was. Back in like a Siri voice in Japanese, and they can also, of course, like do the same,
right,
and you
right,
can hold
right.
it back, and it can repeat it to you. So cool idea,
very much,
absolutely
like
amazing
idea.
Awesome. The problem is that they made this, and I think the technology is almost there for this. Like they've got it kind of down from what it sounds like, but they made this video where it's this guy running around the street trying to market it, you know, like as a cool thing, and it's an American in Japan. Trying to get kisses from Japanese women using the device.
Like the worst
idea.
It's
not really a good
creepy concept.
Yeah.
But you're not going to show us how well it works.
Yeah, I know. Just like just go and demo the goddamn thing.
Check out all these creeped out chicks. Is all I'm
going to try and kiss girls I've never met before using this translation device, Iri.
Iri?
Iri.
All right, let's go and do this.
Illy, like I-L-I.
Excuse me. Hello.
Konnichiwa.
It looks cool.
I know this is sudden, but can I try and kiss you? It's very normal in the UK.
Hey, no, you're in Japan.
He's chasing a girl down on foot.
Not as beautiful as you.
All right, worst pickup line ever. Today's weather is beautiful, but not as beautiful as you.
Fuck yeah, dude,
guy,
you're
dude.
Stupid. They're feeding in lines.
I just wanted to say, can I...
Whoa.
Yeah, you get him. I would do the same thing, sassy Japanese bitch.
Excuse me, do you have a second?
Whack him with your purse. All right, now here we go. This chick wants to be talked to by this American guy. She's like, I don't speak any English.
Yeah.
Like, here we go. You watch.
Have a second?
No speaking.
I have something amazing. I can speak Japanese. It's cool, right?
Yep.
I want to try to kiss with you.
One on the cheek.
Yeah, of course.
Just one on the cheek.
All right, well, he got a little, you know, he got a little
something. Okay. I should thank your parents for making such a beautiful girl on this earth.
Now that's actually something that sounds like more like a Japanese person, like a translation of a Japanese thing would come across in English. Like, you know, like we express ourselves differently, right?
Yeah.
Like Donya said something about like
it's
not
in
their
in Japan.
They don't do
it's
this, you know, like that's it's creepy. Like
that would
they
be considered
it's
very
yeah.
rude. They're very proper.
Yeah, they're very kind of civilized society.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But this actual phrase, it just sounds like to me, like as he's saying it in English, it sounds like to me something that one would say if a Japanese person
right.
would say. Like it almost has like it has a different cadence to it. Just I'll play back here.
Yeah.
New chick here, hang on.
I should thank your parents for making such a beautiful girl on this earth.
I should thank your parents for making such a beautiful girl on this earth. Like, yeah, it's generic, but even like you wouldn't say that in English. You would say it as,
yo, girl, want fuck?
Not even. If you, even if you were using this the same line, like the English is different. Do you get what I'm saying here?
No, I don't, because I think he's really just coming up with corny pickup lines. That's what bothers me so much about it, is because it's so westernized. It's so
westernized. You're
trying to justify it too much. You're right.
It's almost like, I think it's disrespectful to their culture.
It is. I think you're probably
right. I find
right.
it very disrespectful.
And I want to try and kiss a beautiful lady like you.
Yeah?
Can we try? Maybe? Just a little bit?
What?
Yeah.
Look at it.
Let's try it. Let's try it. No one's looking.
Look at this douchebag.
Just a little bit.
He's very rapey. He's giving me some vibes.
And that's how he's trying to sell his product. Whoa. Fuck that guy, dude.
The wearable translator.
I believe in the application of that. I think that's a brilliant idea for the application.
It's
horrible
amazing.
Execution in trying to show how to use it, though.
Yeah.
What a bad...
Like, who thought that was... Did that British guy write that? He fucking wrote it, you goddamn Brits. You think everything is so fucking cheeky.
I didn't write that shit.
That British guy did.
Fucking... Man, we got so much good shit. It outweighs all the bad shit. Get out of here.
You do.
Get out of here.
Fish and chips. Some really great rock bands. The Beatles. Thank you.
Yeah, we got the teeth and all that, too. But, you know, it really kind of evens out over time. We've only got one more product this week. I'm keeping products shorter. But this latest one is something that I thought you would enjoy, Zach, seeing is that you've got a culinary background.
A little bit.
More than I think anybody in the room. You've worked long.
I can make grilled cheese sandwiches. So.
Those are delicious.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Well, you like a good set of pans, I would imagine.
I do, yeah.
Well,
I cook from time to time.
You know what it's time for? It's 2016, Zach.
What time is it? Fuck pans.
It's time for your pans to get pan-telligent.
Pan-telligent.
Smart pans.
You're like me. You like good food.
Isn't that the classic line on any Kickstarter?
If you're like me, if you're like fucking douche.
This is Hubert Evans or something, and he's going to show you his new Pantelligent. Yeah, he's going to show you his new product here. It's the Pantelligent Cook Everything Perfectly Pan.
If you're like me, you like good food, but cooking takes too much time and energy.
He's a founder, chef, and MIT engineer.
It's not always amazing. Is it hot enough? Is it done yet? Can't follow ambiguous online recipes? Or just got distracted. Time for takeout again. Real chefs spent years mastering their craft, and that's great. But you don't have years. You want steak. Like, now.
This guy's trying to be
real now.
Real fucking comedic with his commercial, he's destroying it.
He's just running it to the ground.
It's sad when you have the personality of a goddamn pear. But you don't have a cadaver. I don't know what's going on with this guy's face.
Just get to the point, man. What are you selling?
You want steak. You got a fucking pan that's going to help you cook some fucking steak.
Like, he could have got there a minute ago.
Stop guessing and just cook things right every time. You need Pantelligent. This is Pantelligent.
Holds up his pan.
I don't give a fuck about this product.
And his tablet at the same time. One in each hand. Pan in one hand, tablet in the other.
And if you could have freeze framed that, he looked like such a fucking goober in that picture.
Here we go.
How much is this? You put it on the stove and cook on it, just like any other frying pan.
The audio is atrocious, too.
It is.
Sounds like he did it over a phone or something.
Yeah, it's not me, too. It's not.
It just sounds like he called in the VO.
Right.
Are you recording this?
Mobile device. It gives you the skills of a master chef.
Master chef here.
You're done.
Right at the center of a pan, and sends data wirelessly to your phone while you cook.
Are we getting this now? It basically has sensors in the pan, and in the middle of the pan there can tell exactly how hot it is at all times, and then sends that data directly to your phone. Check out the concept, though. This is going to revolutionize cooking, Zach.
So many questions.
All right, here we go. He's going to answer them for you. This is where we get into the tech portion of this product.
I'm so intrigued by this bullshit.
Salmon,
the science, man.
Bacon, mushroom risotto.
What do you want? Bacon. Scroll through on your app. What do I want?
I'm in the mood for salmon.
I want chops.
Let's cook.
He's going to cook some salmon.
Wants to know how
salmon's
salmon.
Fucking easy, so man.
All right. Well, he's like,
give me a goddamn culinary challenge.
Yeah.
All right. Check it out. Here we go. I want to describe this to the people because you're selecting your item, and then the app is going to ask you questions about what you're possibly cooking.
let's cook. Pantelogen wants to know how thick the salmon is, so it can adjust the cooking time and temperature, just like a real chef would. Pretty smart. There's no pairing or setup, just tap the phone to the handle. Pantelogen tells me when the pan is hot enough to start, if the heat is too high or too low, and everything else.
Flip the salmon.
Thank you, Siri.
Flip the salmon.
You're a lazy fuck. Flip the salmon. Yeah.
Oh. How's that looking?
Oh, look at that.
It does
look,
that.
It does look like a good...
I want him to get burned by that, you
If
douche.
You can follow GPS instructions when you drive, you can follow Pantelogen instructions when you cook. Our lawyers say you can't do both at the same time.
Damn it to hell.
He's cooking bacon in his car?
Oh, it's a, he's joking. He's
you know,
making,
he wrote
he's
this script, I'm
he's
sure.
He's such a goof.
Oh, yeah.
Pantelogen recipes are programmed with the ideal time and temperature and intelligently adapt to cook your food perfectly. You wouldn't try baking in an oven without a thermostat, so why guess on your stovetop? Don't worry if you get a little distracted.
Playing fucking Flappy Bird.
Pantelogen's always got your back.
Wait, was this whole thing just to show how good he was at Flappy Bird? He's got 24.
And he didn't have to pay those Flappy Bird people for using that likeness?
What the fuck is this?
If your hands are busy, Pantelogen will send alerts right to your smartwatch.
Asshole. The Pantelogen you added too much goddamn olive oil to your shit. It's hot.
Who cooks with the fucking garnish in there?
Seriously, I don't know.
Are we done watching that clip, Owen?
Yeah, so
I was really sick of that
Zach
clip.
Zach is pissed.
5 minutes ago, dude. That is the stupidest fucking thing. Cooking is about cooking. Why would you need a fucking app to do it?
I don't know, man. I might get one. I feel like I can.
Smart pan.
If any of you get that,
It's not really a smart pan. It's just you're a lazy ass that can't cook like every real fucking person can cook. It's just helping you be lazy.
What if I got other shit to do and I'm in the other room? I can just get an alert.
Yeah, but cooking is about just doing it. You have to cook, right?
What other shit you got to do, Owen? You're cooking, motherfucker. It's
cracking a beer. Well, you can drink beer and cook.
Cooking is about cooking, man. You don't fucking do other shit while cooking.
Sure you do.
Except drink beer.
You drink beer and then you post podcasts as you're darting back and forth. It's crazy world over here.
We'll see how many people get underdone meat from that frying pan.
I bet. Yeah. Those Bluetooth sensors and stuff, man. That can't be that good.
Yeah, do you have to plug in the pan?
I don't know.
I don't want to
see
any more.
He didn't really sell that. Okay. Like, how do I charge it? Like, how long does the charge last?
Yeah.
Oh, can't cook because I got to charge my pan. I'm in the 2016.
You're
like,
fucking,
what the fuck's going
on?
Use
a fucking microwave, dude. Just throw your shit in the
microwave. You could, you know, that's
it's got to be better than the microwave.
Isn't it crazy?
Well, I mean,
that
it is going to be better, but
isn't it crazy that that's the world we live in? Just put smart on the beginning of
anything,
and people are sold, man.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to buy that.
Lots.
I heard it was only going to be $200.
Smart.
Too.
Got it. You got my money.
Smart is becoming dumb, and that's
kind of
that's scary.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, but man, it goes to your phone that you look at all the time.
It's true. No, everybody's right.
It's cool, man.
That's just smart.
That's just smart.
That was products, guys. That's honestly.
Yay.
I had
products of the new year.
I thought that was a nice, easy way to go about this. We talked about the gnome. We talked about the flight. I'm good, man. I don't know what
solid.
Else you guys want to
It's been a solid run.
Yeah.
Before we end this show. But
any more embarrassing stories?
Yeah.
Angela?
Yeah. Any more tie time?
We leave it open to you.
Tie tales.
Tie tales.
I don't think I have any more.
Okay.
There's no more embarrassing stories. I'm sorry.
I did hit her once.
I wish we could think of some of the questions to ask you, interrogate you a little bit.
Yeah. Dancing, yes or no?
Yes.
Rapid fire. Everybody's got to have a rapid fire. Got to remember these.
Are we asking her questions or questions about Ty?
No, just in general about her. She's been our guest this evening. I feel like it's good to get to know her from.
Describe Wisconsin in one word.
Beer and cheese. Sorry.
Those two. I guess we'll give you the
acceptable.
Two.
But
it's acceptable. Necessary.
Okay. Yeah. Beer and cheese. Fair.
It's fantastic.
All right. Opinion of Florida.
Hot.
Hot.
Even right now.
I'm still sticking to one word.
No, that
My
works.
Bad.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
It's hot. All right. It's hot here. You guys think it's cold, but it is hot.
Really?
Yeah, it's funny.
You're breaking, getting the sweats?
All right, one
I
word.
Was. I was literally sweating today.
One word to describe the studio.
That's an asshole one.
Man.
All right. All right with that. She could have said boy because there's a lot of boy old school, you know.
Yeah. There are wrestling curtains in this
curtains,
motherfucking place.
But, you know, that's just how it rolls over here.
I didn't notice this America flag till now, but that even adds to it. More
America.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Notice how it is dwarfed by the giant British flag over here?
This thing's good.
That's on purpose because he's a Brit, so.
That's right. Well, my studio, my money,
that's true.
My flag.
Hey, man, look it. We're the American Revolution. We're all waiting quiet. We got our plans.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
I'm super
Thanks
glad you got
me
to come.
Yeah,
I'm
super
really,
fun
really
to have
happy
you, here.
You were here.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's great that you were able to join us and see part of Ty's crazy life, too.
See what the big brother does.
Yeah.
Every Thursday.
This is probably one of the more innocent things he does, to be honest.
That's true.
With
be
you.
Glad you don't see the other things your brother does.
Yeah. Like, we're the good side. We're the ones he'll let you see. So, you know. Like,
he has a seedy underbelly, but just stay away from it.
Whatever.
Guys, we've been doing
it
all night.
He's punched many people in the face, so.
I think we need to go out. I think we need to go out on some just
better
and,
be
and
some
it
funky
was,
disco.
Well, we might as well.
It's been
right?
a disco-y kind of night. That's the theme.
I'm gonna play. We played this like in the warm up music, but it won't be on the show until now. This is my favorite track off this kind of revival of this
Italo disco
that I'm doing here.
Hey, if we can, we should cut up that donate song that we did earlier. That was kind
of oh no, we'll definitely pull that.
That's better than I thought it would be.
That's your new donate song, Ty.
Awesome.
Either way,
making that magic, Ty.
It's been an absolute pleasure having you all in the studio.
Hey, yeah, it's good, man. It feels good to be back.
You think Tom's we might back. Even get you? Like,
yeah, I feel like I can get you a couple more times, maybe.
Ooh,
let's hope.
Saucy.
Forgettable baby.
Foursome.
The forgettable foursome.
We will ride again.
Angela, I hope I see you like outside of the show, but before you leave, and hopefully
She's
that
staying
works.
Longer.
Yeah,
staying longer.
My stay.
So that's
awesome.
Really cool.
We might see you tomorrow at that place you don't work at.
Yeah, but I won't be there because it's my day off. So
oh,
fuck
that's
you.
Right.
Enjoy that shit.
Hot dang diggity.
Ladies and gentlemen, aside from that, this has been another edition of the Ono Radio Show. Hit us up on Twitter. That's really cool for you to do. We like
that.
At the real ONRS.
Follow our ass.
Join the Facebook group.
That's
really important too because
we need that group
we're kicking up. We're kicking that. Yeah, we're gonna pump it up.
We're gonna pump it up.
I mean, we've been doing all sorts of shit. And at the end of the day, like us on Facebook, download and subscribe on iTunes. I think that's probably the biggest. Subscribe. I want those fucking things delivered to your phones, and you should too. How else are you gonna get this Italian disco, you motherfucker?
Sexy.
Yeah. I'm dancing.
For Tom, Zach, Ty, Angela, and myself, Owen, we have one thing to say as we get out of here.
Eat a burger dick.